Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing, How to Unlock Your Seven Energy Centers for Healing, Happiness, and Transformation. By Susan Chomsky, Doctor of Divinity. Narrated by Christina Delane. Publisher's Note. This audiobook refers to figures, illustrations, diagrams, and charts included in the print and ebook editions of the book. Foreword. The chakra system is an idea whose time has come, or perhaps I should say, come again, as chakras are elements of an ancient yogic system for spiritual evolution that has roots in the distant past. The revived interest in chakras today is a testament to the need for spiritual systems that are mapped on the body and encompass the full spectrum of human experience, from heaven to earth. While it's wonderful that so many people are now drawn to learn about the chakra system, the danger of such popularization is that the chakras can become trivialized. The word is bandied about in general conversation, without people understanding its original context as esoteric wisdom for seekers of higher states of consciousness. In my 40 years of working with the chakra system, I have seen chakra dog collars, chakra underwear, chakra chocolates, and, of course, the usual candles, mugs, cushions, yoga mats, t-shirts, hats, posters, and greeting cards. I've even sold some of these items myself at my workshops. This popularization does the important service of bringing the chakra system out to the general public, but it only skims the surface. What is missing is the deeper knowledge. The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing represents that deeper knowledge, with writing that is both friendly to the layperson yet true to a deeper mystery. This is the book to which I refer my students who are interested in the esoteric wisdom and practices of the ancients. While normally it takes intense research with a Sanskrit dictionary and lifetimes of patience to discover these subtle principles and practices, Susan Chomsky has done that work for you, making this information accessible to the average listener. Where else are you going to find a description of the inner sheaths of the Sushumna, as well as of the smaller subchakras of the heart and higher chakras? Within this book, you can find descriptions of the meaning of the individual petals, the deities associated with each chakra, and discussion of mudras, physical gestures, bandhas, interlocks, pranayama, breathing practices, and mantras, sounds, associated with the chakras. In addition, she discusses the importance of Shiva/Shakti, the divine couple who represent the polarities of the tantric tradition, where the chakra system originated, along with the sheaths of the human aura, the tattvas of manifestation, and much, much more. This book is for seekers. It is not for the dabblers, but for those interested in serious practice. For behind all the information offered in books and other media, knowledge of the chakras ultimately comes from within oneself, through direct access. But that access takes practice, sustained and consistent effort over many years. Susan Chomsky has done that work as well, and its rewards are hidden within this book for you to discover through your own practice. Enjoy the journey. Anadeya Judith, 2013, author of Eastern Body, Western Mind. The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing can familiarize you with the complex field of meditation, spiritual development, and yoga, but in no way claims to fully teach the techniques described. Therefore, personal instruction is recommended. The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing is not an independent guide for self-healing. Susan Chomsky is not a medical doctor and does not diagnose diseases or prescribe treatments. No medical claims are implied about any methods, exercises, or postures suggested in this book, even if a specific benefit or healing of diseases or conditions is mentioned. The methods and suggestions in this book should be followed with permission from a medical doctor or psychiatrist. Susan Chomsky, her agents, assignees, licensees, and authorized representatives, as well as divine revelation, teaching of intuitional metaphysics, and wiser books, make no claim or obligation and take no legal responsibility for the effectiveness, results, or benefits of listening to this book, of using the methods described, or of contacting anyone listed in this book. Deny all liability for any injuries or damages that you may incur, and are to be held harmless against any claim, liability, loss, or damage caused by or arising from following any suggestions made in this book, or from contacting anyone listed in this book, or at divinerevelation.org. Introduction. There is no doubt the planet has undergone a dramatic transformation in the last 50 years. I was fortunate to participate at the forefront of the spiritual revolution of the 1960s, which changed the world. In 1950s America, there was no meditation, no mantra, no yoga, and certainly no chakra. These terms did not exist in the West. There were a total of 2 esoteric bookstores in the United States. Now, half a century later, we see yoga and martial arts studios in strip malls. Esoteric information proliferates on the internet. Metaphysical books are available in every bookstore, and chakra is a term found in magazines at grocery store checkout counters. Yes, the world has risen to an extraordinarily new high in vibrational energy. What used to be on the fringe is now mainstream. Yet there is still a great deal of ignorance about what a chakra is, and quite a bit of misinformation gets disseminated in such a democratic medium as the internet. Because of the confusion about what the subtle energy system is, how it relates to our personal well-being, how it fits into the cosmos, and why its importance is vital to recognize, we offer this additional edition of the book known under the titles Exploring Chakras and The Power of Chakras. Based upon the ancient tantric and Vedic scriptures of India, where the most authentic information about the 7 major chakras, 7 minor chakras, and subtle energy system can be found. This cover award-winning, favorably rated, positively reviewed text is now getting a facelift, new name, new cover, larger format, and several improvements. Highly praised by spiritual masters from India as well as thousands of grateful readers, this book has been reviewed as the quintessential reference on the subject. With this new edition, the Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing, we hope to reach an even wider audience with the message of wisdom and healing contained in this book. My First Kundalini Experience. My own stunning introduction to the human energy field and its elusive Kundalini energy occurred at age 18. A flower child of the hippie generation, I was attending art college in Oakland, California. The winter of late 1966 was a time of immense discovery. I awoke to Eastern wisdom through Buddhist and Hindu scriptures, readily available in Telegraph Avenue bookstores near the University of California. I consumed as many books about Eastern philosophy as I could lay my hands on. I came across Alan Watts's The Way of Zen and Paramahansa Yogananda's Autobiography of a Yogi, which made a profound impression. As I read Tibetan Buddhist scriptures, such as Bardo Todal, Tibetan Book of the Dead, and the story of Milarepa, a powerful desire consumed my heart. I wanted desperately to attain the state of consciousness I was reading about, nirvana. I learned that nirvana, or its Zen Buddhist equivalent, Satori, meant the end of suffering, spiritual enlightenment, freedom from the wheel of birth and death, the cycles of reincarnation. Something within me knew this was the only goal worth pursuing. Since I read that nirvana could be found by practicing meditation, my heart yearned to learn how. Alan Watts emphasized the importance of a meditation guide, but needless to say, in 1966, no yoga or meditation schools could be found in the yellow pages of the telephone directory. At that time, I lived with some other art students in one of those charming Berkeley, California, redwood-shingled, beamed ceiling houses. One afternoon, I asked a roommate whether he knew how I could find a meditation guide. He replied, "Have you ever tried to meditate by yourself?" So I thought I would give it a try. Clearly unaware that I was supposed to sit up while meditating, I entered my bedroom and lay on my back. Because I was clueless about what I was doing, I prayed for an experience of meditation. Without warning, I was suddenly propelled into an ecstatic state. My body felt as if it were plugged into an electric socket. A huge rush of energy bolted from the tips of my toes to the top of my head. I was connected to a powerful cord of energy that continuously pumped through my body like a rocket. Because I had never experienced anything remotely similar, I figured this must be meditation. Little did I know, this was not only my first meditation experience, but also my Kundalini awakening, all at the same time. This atomic explosion of energy was both ecstatic and bewildering. After my initial meditation, it was not long before I found myself on the banks of the Ganges River in the Himalayan foothills of Rishikesh, India, studying with a spiritual master. I ended up living in his ashrams, spiritual communities, for 22 years in the Himalayas, Swiss Alps, and secluded areas of the United States. I was on his personal staff under his close tutelage for 6 of those years. His name was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, founder of Transcendental Meditation, TM, and guru, teacher, of the Beatles and of Deepak Chopra. However, I met Maharishi and started TM before these celebrities discovered him. In 1970, I received the unheard-of blessing of staying with Maharishi in his ashram in Rishikesh for 6 months and remained with him and only 8 other disciples for 2 of those months. During the 22 years of studying in my guru's ashrams, I meditated up to 20 hours a day. Sometimes I went into my rooms and did not appear for 8 weeks at a time. I observed silence and did not speak to anyone for up to 4 months at a time. I sometimes fasted for 2 months at a time, and I observed celibacy for decades. Under Maharishi's guidance, I experienced samadhi daily. Samadhi, a Sanskrit word derived from the roots sama, evenness, and the deepest part of the intellect, means profound stillness of body along with mental quietude, transcendental consciousness. This experience of samadhi is the goal of yoga philosophy, what seekers of enlightenment strive to attain. This experience of sat-chit-ananda, absolute consciousness, bliss, is readily available to anyone. In fact, in this book you will learn a simple meditation to help you attain this higher state of awareness. Another component of living with a spiritual master is the mysterious experience called Shaktipat. This blissful transference of energy occurs when enlightened masters put their attention on a disciple. In such cases, the guru acts as an energy conduit for the student in the transmission of Kundalini energy. Maharishi rarely spoke of Kundalini experiences, which he pigeonholed as release of stress. In other words, the phenomena associated with Kundalini, such as sensations rushing up the spine, are more precisely defined as blockages to the free flow of Kundalini energy. If the channel were clear, there would be no sensations, only the experience of unbounded awareness and bliss consciousness. Yet, when disciples came into Maharishi's direct presence, the experience of Kundalini, in the form of bliss, was automatically transferred to the disciple through Maharishi's glance, word, or attention. Spiritual masters overflowing with vital energy have the power to transmit this energy in order to heal and uplift people, even bring them to higher consciousness. The mysterious force known as prana is key to the secret of divine transmission from guru, teacher, to chela, student. Many people think disciples who clamor after gurus are desperate and weak, brainwashed by these cult leaders. In some cases, this is true. Yet one component of being near a spiritual master is often overlooked, the profound transference of energy that occurs in the presence of a true saint. That is why the great spiritual master Ramakrishna Paramahansa said, "Keep holy company, and now and then visit God's devotees and holy men." When I was studying with Maharishi, I lived for this experience. However, Maharishi's devotees did not call it Shaktipat. We called it Darshan, sight, the blessing of being in the presence of an enlightened master. I tried everything in my power to get near Maharishi as often as possible, for whenever he put his attention on me, I was propelled into a state of sheer delight and ecstasy. What did Kundalini transference feel like? For me, the world stopped. Time and space disappeared. There was nothing but a wave of love on an ocean of bliss. I was knocked over with spiritual energy that poured from my guru's eyes. This energy shot directly from his eyes like a bullet of bliss that blasted into my aura, energy field. Rushes of intense power and love throbbed through my body, electrifying and energizing it. Catapulted into an altered state of consciousness, my mind became expanded, joyous, and free. My body felt ecstatic. My spirit lifted into unbounded awareness. My heart opened. I was filled with light. Nothing existed but the nowness of now in the eternity of the present. My I-ness dissolved into a sea of love and devotion. Waves of bliss rolled through that sea, and I drowned in complete surrender at my beloved guru's feet. Throughout the decades, other spiritual masters have graced me with similar experiences of Kundalini transference. Notable was Babaji Raman Kumar Bachchan, a tantric master with whom I studied for a few years. A spiritual healer, he transfers Kundalini energy by chanting mantras and then blowing on the person. Jesus used a similar method when he met his disciples after his resurrection. He breathed on them and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." A great saint of India, Brahmavita Sri Devraha Hans Baba, uses his voice to transport people into ecstatic states. A Naga Baba, naked ascetic, he chants devotional songs to the gods Radha and Krishna in an ancient mysterious language, entirely untranslatable. As he sings, people enter blissful, altered states of consciousness, and amazingly, they feel compelled to dance as they experience divine love. Amritananda Mayi, otherwise known as Amachi, often called the Hugging Saint, transfers Kundalini energy by hugging her disciples. In the Judeo-Christian tradition, Moses also used the power of touch as a conduit for Kundalini energy. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. It's not out there, but in here. After more than 2 decades in the ashram with Maharishi, though I enjoyed so many blissful experiences, I still had not experienced what I was seeking, a true connection and direct relationship with God in a personal way. Luckily, after leaving the ashram, I found a means to connect to spirit through listening to the still small voice of divine guidance and wisdom within, to have direct two-way conversations with God. As a result of this new awakening, I founded a method called Divine Revelation, which offers specific practices to open the mind, heart, and spirit to the riches of direct divine contact and communication. It is a unique, complete, field-proven technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving clear divine guidance. What I discovered through more than 5 decades of spiritual study is that the kingdom of heaven lies within your own heart and soul. You can experience inner Shaktipat through your own experiences. You can have direct contact with your inner guru who will bless you with the recognition of ecstasy and bliss within. You can attain spiritual enlightenment by yourself without looking to others for advice, for energy, for kundalini, or anything. You can awaken kundalini through innumerable means, including prayer, devotion, worship, intellectual inquiry, meditation, yoga practices, yoga breathing exercises, willpower, discernment, knowledge, and body purification. In this book, you will discover some of these ways. In fact, any manifestation of spiritual gifts or supernormal powers indicates kundalini is already awake to some degree. This enigmatic kundalini energy, which brings bliss, energy, power, and ecstasy, is definitely worth seeking and finding. What you'll learn here. This book will open the door to the potent, mysterious force called kundalini. It will also uncover the chakra system, a network of energy within your subtle body. Here you will discover the 14 main chakras responsible for physical, mental, and spiritual activity and evolution. First chakra, Muladhara, root lotus. Second chakra, Svadhisthana, pelvic lotus. Third chakra, Manipura, navel lotus. Fourth chakra, Anahata, heart lotus. Lower fourth chakra, Hrit, part of heart lotus. Fifth chakra, Vishuddha, throat lotus. Between fifth and sixth, Talu, palate lotus. Sixth chakra, Aganya, brow lotus. Part of Aganya sixth chakra, Manas lotus. Part of Aganya sixth chakra, Indu lotus. Part of Aganya sixth chakra, Nirvana lotus. Lower seventh chakra, Guru, part of crown lotus. Seventh chakra, Sahasrara, crown lotus. Upper seventh chakra, supreme bindu point. As you delve deeply into the anatomy of this subtle energy system, you will find many keys to unlock the secrets of the ages, the mystery of your origin, as well as your destination. Simply listening to this book will elevate your consciousness, because your attention will focus on the subtle chakra and kundalini energies. By listening to it more than once, you will comprehend its profound, rich, full depth of meaning. Practicing the simple yoga methods in this book will begin to stir kundalini energies in your body. In addition, in another of my books, called Exploring Meditation, you can learn to practice yoga asanas, postures. These asanas are invaluable tools for awakening kundalini and opening your chakras. In addition, get out your markers, crayons, paints, or colored pencils to color in the chakra pictures and chakra deities in Part 2 of this book. The correct colors are described in the text near the illustrations. Or order my book, Color Your Chakras, at your local bookstore or an online retailer. Coloring these pictures will help you visualize and experience the chakra energies. Let us get started on the path of chakra power now. Part 1. Understanding Subtle Energy. Chapter 1. What's a chakra anyway? The awakening of the inner kundalini is the true beginning of the spiritual journey. Swami Muktananda. Kundalini is a mysterious, dormant, powerful cosmic force within your body that, when awakened, is believed to bring spiritual enlightenment. It is also the potent energy within your body understood to be responsible for sexual orgasm. Because of this, much misinformation has been perpetrated in the name of kundalini. The chakra system, consisting of energy centers within your subtle body, is widely explored today through myriad books, seminars, and gurus. Sincere individuals seeking kundalini experiences are led into practices that may or may not produce genuine spiritual evolution. Many authentic practices yield spectacular results in a short time, Others are erroneous and ineffectual. Methods undertaken sincerely and seriously, with proper training, can lead to spiritual awakening. Others, attempted haphazardly and carelessly, can cause confusion, harm, or worse, serious physical and mental illness. After taking a weekend seminar, some misguided people print business cards, put up a shingle, and declare themselves the next master, yogi, sannyasi, swami, shaman, or chakra healer. Suddenly, they claim authority in a field that genuine yogis spent lifetimes meditating in caves attempting to master. Some so-called self-declared experts are sincere, yet deluded. Sadly, much confusion is left in their wake. For this reason, investigating chakras in a reliable, systematic way is vital. Gaining deep understanding about your subtle bodies, energy field, and energy system is essential. Learning beneficial spiritual practices that will not harm your body or confuse your mind is necessary. By learning from ancient sources that have stood the test of time, you can be assured of deeper comprehension and better experiences. By delving into scriptures of antiquity that have, until recently, been locked in secret hiding places in forests and caves of India, you can uncover new, unexplored, and unrevealed wisdom. If you are curious about chakras, yet claim no prior knowledge or experience, then it is wise to begin slowly and practice step by step. If you know about chakras, you may want to rethink what you think you already know. Perhaps you can learn deep wisdom from the ancient sages. Now it is smart to learn and grow spiritually in a safe, precise way. In a phrase, it is time to practice safe spirituality. This book will show you how. What can this book do for you? Perhaps you chose this book because of an interest in spiritual development. You may have heard about chakras or kundalini, or previously read about them. Maybe you studied kundalini yoga, tantra yoga, or laya yoga for years, but want to learn more. Or you faced disaster while experimenting with kundalini without supervision. In every case, this book has something to offer. Beginners as well as advanced students can benefit from the information and methods presented here. This book's authority rests not only on personal experience, but also on ancient scriptural sources. Through more than 5 decades of teaching spiritual disciplines, I have often heard the following complaints, to which solutions are found in this book. 1. I've tried to meditate and awaken kundalini, but it just doesn't work for me. This book provides easy, step-by-step ways to gently awaken kundalini safely, reliably, and systematically through time-tested, proven yogic practices. 2. My negative beliefs, mental blockages, and limitations get in the way when I try to meditate or to get spiritual experiences. Here you will learn specific healing affirmations to help you overcome past negative patterns and attain the experiences you seek. 3. My kundalini experiences are so strange, and no one understands them, including me. In this book, you will find examples and explanations of kundalini, and a roadmap to your spiritual experiences. 4. I get totally confused by this energy running through my body. What am I supposed to do with it? This book provides not only understandings about kundalini energy and chakras, but also methods to help you master the energy. 5. I get frightened by negative kundalini experiences. This book offers specific ways to handle any situation, no matter how strange or frightening it might be. 6. I feel overly sensitive to people and influences around me. In this book, you will learn techniques for healing negative influences and for preventing harm from future influences. 7. I've been deceived by the false promises of gurus. The information in this book helps you become more self-reliant and less dependent on gurus. 8. I'm offended by rules and regulations, cults, and coercive organizations. The universal techniques offered here impose no restrictions and are compatible with other religious philosophies, lifestyles, and personal beliefs. 9. I don't want to work at difficult, strict, hard-to-follow disciplines.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?